In Iraq, the future of the U.S. military forces has turned into a main concern at government and public levels. Concerns gained momentum after recent sneak attack visit of U.S. President Donald Trump to Iraq, during which he did not hold talks with any Iraqi officials and went straight to Ain al-Assad Air Base to meet American forces there and leave. Our correspondent Ali Mousavi has our latest.
The recent visit by the U.S. President Donald Trump to an airbase in Iraq is still causing concern about the nature of the U.S. military presence there. The Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi attempted to set the record straight regarding the presence of U.S. bases in the country.
Trump's visit evoked a lot of questions. It is said that Trump visited an American base. This is wrong. There is no American base in Iraq. There are only Iraqi bases, which include a number of American and other military personnel.
And according to the Iraqi Ministry of Defense, the U.S. military personnel are present due to Baghdad's request only for advice.
There is no U.S. Army in Iraq. We have only foreign advisors in Iraq. They have come here at the request of the Iraqi government to train, arm, and promote our military capabilities. This is different from the military presence of foreign countries like what we had in 2011.
However, the Popular Mobilization Forces rejected the explanation by the government and raised concerns over the number of foreign forces in Iraq.
I don't think the government knows the exact number of U.S. forces in Iraq. It is also unaware of the movement inside the country. The U.S. have six bases across Iraq with more than 5,000 Marines in Ain al-Assad base alone. There's a consensus among rival parliamentary blocs on drafting a law to expel foreign forces. Meanwhile, all Iraqis want an end to the foreign military presence in their country because they pose a huge danger to the country.
On a political front, various political blocs called for a unified position from all rival factions regarding the foreign military presence in the country.
What we saw during the U.S. president's visit to Ain al-Assad base is that the base is full of Marines and soldiers. It's up to the government to take serious steps to resolve the issue. Meanwhile, the political parties should avoid internal disputes and take clear stances towards foreign interference.
Observers maintain if immediate steps are not taken, the current contradictions over foreign military presence between the government of Prime Minister Abdel Mahdi on the one side and the rival political parties and popular mobilization forces on the other side will likely create yet another standoff in the already fragile Iraqi political arena. While the debate over the legality of U.S. troops' presence in Iraq rages on, one sure thing is that rival political parties have a unified stance on setting up a timetable for the U.S. soldiers to withdraw from the country. Ali Mousavi, Press TV, Baghdad.